tuned in to the Roto Experts.
We are the Roto Experts! Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, the chair doesn't work, bud, and Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman, and I gotta go to you, Matt. How you feeling? There's a Thursday night, you needed Josh Doctson, you need some stuff to go your way. How you feeling?
Overall, I'm feeling all right.
Feel okay.
I'm feeling okay feeling heading okay. into the weekend. Josh Doctson luckily caught that touchdown. Sweating. Sweating all night for that. Crazy game. I did say all week I thought the Cowboys were going to play good.
You did say that.
I thought they had a shot here. You know, always go with the home team on Thursday night for the most part. I don't like how the NFL had them playing a short week last week. They didn't get that 10-day layoff. Both teams had to come back a week later.
But they're doing they get it now.
Okay, usually you get it after that, but they played the short week. I think that does have an effect, especially this late in the season. But look, Doctson got the touchdown, almost 12 points in a PPR. I'll take it. I started him in one of my big leagues. I went with Burkhead in the other, so we'll see how that goes. In one league, I needed Vernon Davis. In the other league, he was playing against me, so I'm kind of okay with that.
Bit of a wash. Corey Parson, fantasy executive. How you feeling this morning?
Come on. Hey,
you look small today, Corey.
Well, they gave me the child's chair, so I felt good about the situation last night. It was good to see America get back on the board with a victory.
America get back on the board.
Yeah, so that was...
We were told we were going to start winning again, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Stock market, 24,000, baby. Yeah.
So, good to see the boys get back on the board with a W. Take care of D.C. It's another sweep. Keep winning these in-division games, you know what I'm saying? Maybe something can shake out at the end. I doubt it, though. But Alfred Morris came through in the revenge game. There you go, right there. He probably was on everybody's bench.
I started in one of my big, one of my online champion leagues.
Nice.
I'm battling for first place and the overall in points. I had him in all week. I took him out for a second. I put him back in.
Nice job.
So now I got to decide in the flex, Austin Eckler or Mike Wallace.
Yeah,
Austin Eckler's a thing.
I think it challenges Mike Wallace isn't. So, we'll talk about that decision coming up. I'm watching this game, and I have Kirk Cousins, and listen, I've locked up a playoff spot. I'm kind of fighting for seeding. And to be honest with you, because of that, I wasn't necessarily paying attention to my opponent because I'm in the playoffs. It didn't really matter. Like, I have the most points in the league, and I was fighting for playoff seeding. And I have Kirk Cousins, and it wasn't a great night with all the turnovers that he had, and he played like crap, I thought. And we're going to go over the game in a second. But then I looked, I got a text message from my opponent who's not even in it. Actually, it wasn't a text message, it was a FaceTime. It was like, "You got this, bro." I'm like, "Who did you have?" I'm like, "Oh, yeah, Josh Doctson." All right, whatever. Like, it wasn't like Josh Doctson had a great game by any means. Like, it's easy to come back from. Kirk Cousins had like 12 points and a half point BBR. All right, that's okay.
I was rooting against Kirk Cousins last night.
Dude, come on.
I had to.
Come on. And then he had Jason Witten also. So that's annoying. Those are fine. Whatever. So, I'm feeling okay. When we come back, we'll go over Redskins and Cowboys and go over that and hang out. It's Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
With you here on the Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Fantasy executive, are you comfortable now?
I feel much better.
You have grown.
I got the big man chair, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, that chair is broken, for sure.
He did look great in that chair.
Did that.
If I built that, then how did... Mike Florio in my ear saying, I built that. If I built it, how do I build the, also build the one that was downstairs?
You built the bad one.
So there's two. So now there's two bad ones.
Best friends forever.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. He throws me right under the bus. Like, all right, dude. So
what do we got?
I want to go over last night's game between Washington and Dallas.
America.
By the way, I should have been on Best Friends Forever yesterday. I just would have been arguing with you guys left and right.
Really?
I always listen.
I know you always listen. So you disagree with a lot of what we had to say then.
It's not that I disagree. I think, you know, I'm playing Kareem Hunt over, like, Deion Lewis this week. I understand. But you don't know if Deion Lewis is getting those touchdowns.
Well, Corey Parsons agreed with that statement.
You know, I mean, I have to. I'm playing Burkhead over DeMarco Murray.
I would play him over.
But I'm not, you know, look, I see the appeal.
I am so excited to find out what Kareem Hunt does on this weekend.
This is going
to
be interesting.
I would play Deion Lewis over Kareem Hunt if I had that decision to make this week. Yeah, I would.
It's going to be interesting. I mean, look, he had 100 yards last week. He looks good and all that. But, you know, the goal line carry has been going to Burkhead. You know, so if he, you know, he did catch passes in Mexico City, that touchdown pass, which marked the end of James White, but he really hasn't been a reliable pass catcher so far. So, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm not going to take a guy of Kareem Hunt's stature. I know he had a horrible week last week and bail on him when you're going to play running back roulette.
Speaking of running backs and roulette, let's the last night's game, Washington-Dallas. Because people, we told everybody to play Samaje Perine last night. And Samaje Perine, unfortunately, wasn't great. 12 carries, 38 yards, 3 receptions, 31 yards. The game flow really worked against Sam Perine last night because Washington was down 17-0, got it as close as 17-7. And that was it. P. Ryan couldn't
really
establish.
Then they got the doors blown off them.
They did. They really did. Jamison Crowder, even though he finished 5 for 67, played like crap.
Yeah.
Oh, Jamison Crowder was horrible.
He was horrible.
He had that 134-yard play.
The 134-yard play. Where
I was like, run, score.
He came back to the ball and just kept running. You thought he was going to score on that play.
I wanted him to.
I mean, I was terrified because I was playing him in a couple of leagues, and I'll take whatever the 10.7. Yeah. That's a win. And, you know, look. P. Ryan, for a moment, I was like, do I play P. Ryan and bench Carlos Hyde? I'm like, I can't do that.
Sure.
And thankfully, I did.
Thankfully, you didn't. As for P. Ryan, it didn't work out. And like I said, a lot of that game flow related. I thought Kirk Cousins was off the game last night. I know the offensive line has been brutal for Washington for a while. They lost Cole Lyman.
I mean, but 250 and two.
So that's the thing. So that's where I was getting to.
I can start right there every week.
It was just like, listen, we asked what was going to happen. Both you, Corey, and Jake both said, listen, 250 and 2. They did. He gave it to you, 250 and 2, which is awesome. But it was the two interceptions, one off of Jameson Crowder's hands, and a fumble. That's 3 turnovers, and that crushes
and
you.
And that interception at the end.
I counted that one. Oh. So it was 2 interceptions total plus the fumble. So it was 3 turnovers total. It takes away one of the touchdowns. That's the issue, right?
Yep.
So you get rid of the turnovers. Awesome game for Kirk Cousins. You're feeling really good. You didn't get that.
No, Kirk Cousins played well. Kirk Cousins wasn't the reason why that team.
He never is. He's awesome.
And look, I played against him in a six point passing touchdown league.
Right.
And he scored 20.1, I believe. I was fine with that. I was worried that he was going to put up like 30 to 40 points in this matchup against Cavs.
How did he score 20.1? Do you not lose points for these turnovers?
No, you do, but it's 6-point touchdown.
Right. So
I got 19. I got 19 from him. I'm satisfied with 19.
Right. So I'm in the 4-point touchdown league. I got like 12 and change. It's just like, I need more.
Why'd you get 12 and change?
That's 4 points.
Oh, I don't have negative points in my league.
There you go. Mm-hmm. You didn't get the turnovers.
Yeah, I didn't have the turnovers. So yeah. He was like wonderful.
So it was great for you. Me, I have 3 turnovers. That's a loss of 6 points
that
right
sucks
there.
Sucks right there.
It's brutal. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely brutal. So,
I did say Dak would be a top 15 quarterback. He got the 18.8 and the 6 point.
Listen, Dak didn't play well either.
And he didn't, but he did what he had to do. He ran the ball. He got the ball. Look, that play that Dez made, that was awesome. Vintage Dez. And then, for like a moment in time, he went back.
And you saw Dez after the play. Throw me the ball. Get me the ball. Get me the ball.
And that's what you have to do in the NFL. You have to throw up passes like that.
Absolutely.
Josh Norman was there. Dez went up
over
and above and was like, this is mine.
It was great.
This is mine. I'm taking it.
100%. But so Dak Prescott, going forward, we wanted to see some signs of life. I didn't see it. He threw for 100 yards. 11 for 22, and this was the issue.
Very game manager like Dak Prescott.
100%. This is the game manager Dak Prescott we saw so much of last year. 11 for 22, he threw for 100 yards. Dusted over the 2 touchdowns, one to Jason Witten, one to Dez Bryant. He rushed for another 28 yards.
Yeah, but that second half, they just rode Alfred Morris. They played it smart. They didn't have to.
But that's what they want to do, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying
first half, second half, that's how they want to run the offense. For fantasy purposes with Dak Prescott, that's not what we're gonna look for in a starting quarterback.
No, I understand, but he was pretty much in points. He was right there with Kirk Cousins. So, I mean, that's what you care about.
Well, you had Cousins' turnovers. That's why. Listen, Dak Prescott's not going to finish as a top 12 quarterback this week.
No, I said top 15.
Okay.
I said I wouldn't start him, which would be a top 12.
Right.
But I said I think he gets into the top 15.
Maybe he does sneak in there ultimately.
Look, the Cowboys aren't dead. If Minnesota beats Atlanta, Atlanta's 7-5, Dallas is 6-6.
Atlanta has that tiebreaker, though.
They do have the tiebreaker, but they do face the Saints 2 more times.
Yep.
I'm not a Cowboy.
They have to win out.
I'm not a Cowboy fan. I'm just making the argument that the Cowboys are not dead.
So if you're saying if you're 6-6, you're not dead in the NFC? Is that what you're saying?
Depending upon if the Falcons lose to the Vikings.
Oh, so, all right, so the Falcons lose. And
they're 7-5.
The Giants are dead.
The Giants are dead. The Redskins are dead.
What about the Seahawks?
No, Seahawks, I mean, I don't
big
see
big matchup.
But they're still not dead. I mean, are they going to beat the Eagles?
Let's root for the Eagles. All right, I'm trying to figure out if Green Bay gets in. That's really my only hope at this point. Jameson Crowder, as we said, 5 for 67. He wasn't very good last night. The first interception is off his hands. He also fumbled the ball twice. It was brutal for him. Ryan Grant, 5 for 76. He scored a touchdown. As we talked about game script there, the game script went in his way, Corey.
Yeah, he's a guy. 16 team leaguer. That's about it, really. There's nothing you really can see.
Can't start him.
That was the expletives that were coming out of my mouth when he scored that touchdown.
Yeah. I can imagine. But so the Dachshund 11 is satisfactory. I think so.
I said what, 12 to 15?
Yes.
So he basically got me to 12. I'll take it.
He doesn't get that touchdown.
No. But the reason I liked him going in, he played every single snap the previous week.
Yes.
And he's been doing that.
And he's always going to have a shot at scoring a touchdown as a part of their offense trying to get him the ball.
Not for nothing. They should take more shots with him deep. I mean, I think I don't know how much you can play him the rest of the season. I think he's got some tough matchups as far as corners.
So right.
Not want to, but this is a guy going into next year, having this season under his belt. You've seen flashes of it. You little teases here and there, enough to have me very interested for next season, depending upon, if Cousins is back.
Yeah, I think that with Josh Doctson, Corey's right. They got to do it more. They got to just throw it up to this dude, which they did. And it's when he scored the touchdown, he went up and got it. They did it a couple times last night. He didn't come down with it. It was early on. They stuck with it. He ultimately gets a touchdown, which clearly saves his night because the 3 for 26 performance isn't what you're looking for. The biggest disappointment of the night certainly goes to Vernon Davis. 2 catches, 15 yards, and a matchup you like, Matt.
Vernon Davis is dead now, too.
Yeah,
sweet potato yams. They went sour. If I advance in my super, I'll be going looking at guys on my bench like David Njoku or Jesse James. I just can't play him. In another league, I'm rolling out Corey's Hall of Fame pick, O.J. Howard this week.
Why are you playing Howard with Brate back? With Jamison Brate together?
Brate hasn't really done anything. I understand it's been the Fitzmagic kind of love there, too. It seems like Howard's the guy that's ascending. He's getting at least 4 targets the last few weeks. He almost had a touchdown this past week. He went out of bounds at the 2. And Brate did pop up on the injury list.
Yeah, he popped up on the injury list yesterday.
1 catch the last 4 weeks. I understand
that's
the quarterback.
That's Fitzmagic.
But, I mean, look, this guy, he's an athlete. Everything you love about him, everything you praised about him, I'm going to take the upside shot. I have a choice between him or Austin Hooper. I'm going with O.J. Howard. I just got a feeling. And the Packers have yet to allow a touchdown to the tight end.
The Cowboys yesterday, as much as Vernon Davis was disappointing, Alfred Morris really stepped up in that revenge game. Alf, 27 for 127,
he
touchdown.
Looked good.
He ran hard. He ran really hard. He looked really, really good. This is the Alfred Morris that you hoped for when he picked him up.
Yeah, this is the Alfred Morris that you hoped for right here. So I don't know who's up next on the docket for America, but I feel as if he's going
so
to be
saying
in that
you're, not big, you're not a big fan of America.
I love America.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Dallas faces the Giants next week.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice and easy.
I mean, but Cowboy fans kind of missed the conversion. You know, God did convert to the Patriots a few years ago.
True. Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Dennis Bryant, 5-for-61. That was really it. Jason Witten, owners, if you started him, it worked out because he scores a touchdown for you. That's all you're looking for from a tight end. His only catch was an 8-yard touchdown. So nice job if you started Jason Witten. We take a break. When we come back, we're going to have the final word. This DeMarco Murray thing, a little twist yesterday with what Mike Malarkey had to say. We'll go over that and one final question. Who are you going to start? It's next here on the Roto Experts.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Yes, I recall one thing.
This is a fireball thing offense.
Well, that's the one thing we got.
This is, I don't know what this is, Brett.
It's a bad cover version of Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Okay.
It's a good
this
song.
This is also known as an embarrassment to white people.
It's a good song. It's a good song. I appreciate it, Florio. It's a good song, but ultimately not exactly what we were looking for there.
Yeah, we gotta go hardcore.
I don't want to go hardcore. I like the music.
It's championship. We're getting
ready.
It was
a good song. It was just a bad version of the song. YouTube, hello. Thank you for joining us this morning. This is the fantasy executive, Corey Parson. This is Wall Street, Matt Modica. We're getting you ready for week 13 of the NFL season, the final week before the playoffs begin. It's funny. I put out a tweet. Say, hey, what do you want us to talk about on YouTube tomorrow? I'm like, what are players' values for next year? I'm like, next year? This is week 13, dude. Like, come on, we're trying to win championships. I'm not worried about, like, who I'm getting next year.
Is it wrong of me that I'm kind of more excited for Sunday or my wife coming home tomorrow? I don't know.
You don't want to be here? Oh, then your wife coming home tomorrow?
No, I am excited for her to come home tomorrow.
Where is she now?
She's in San Francisco. They're opening up a new restaurant out there.
Very nice. Very nice. I'd like to get a taste of said restaurant.
You know what?
You opened a restaurant in San Francisco?
No, I went to San Francisco before, and this was amazing and also pleasant. The entire time I was in San Francisco, I did not see one police officer.
And also pleasant.
I did not see one police officer the entire time I was in San Francisco.
All right.
Did anyway, they not have cops in San Francisco?
The question of today was in regards to DeMarco Murray, and it was in regards to Derrick Henry, because Mike Malarkey basically came out and said, yeah, we have two starters now, and it doesn't matter who, kind of like fantasy owners, right? It doesn't matter who is on the field for the first snap. It doesn't matter who's on the field for the first drive. We, for all intents and purposes, have two starting running backs. One is Derrick Henry. One is DeMarco Murray. Matt, you are the one that has been like, oh man, I really don't want to start DeMarco Murray, but I feel like I'm an idiot if I don't start DeMarco Murray. You have gone back and forth on this. None of this can make you feel good.
No, I'm going with Rex Burkhead this weekend over DeMarco Murray. I mean, look, three of the last four games, he hasn't even rushed for 20 yards. He's also had one game of 42 yards in his last four. It's the touchdowns that have saved him. He had almost a season low, just over 50% of the snaps. There was 53 this past weekend. He was out-snapped by Henry by one snap. I mean, Henry took this game over. Henry was getting goal line carries. It's just that I remember watching it on Fantasy Football Live, which you can catch Sundays starting at 1 p.m. But they did give it eventually to Murray, which kind of salvaged his day. I think we keep seeing a little more and more. Supposedly, he's dealing with an illness. He'll be on the field. Trust me. He's going to suit up. He's going to play. But I think you can pop. It's not a good matchup. Houston's run defense still strong. Cushion's coming back. But I think we're kind of starting to see a shift change.
We are. We're starting to see a shift change. And for those that asked about last year or next year, yeah, Derrick Henry's the guy you're going to want to own next year, and he's going to be highly valued in drafts. But for this Sunday, Corey, Mike Mularkey's talking it up. We have two starting running backs. I know DeMarco Murray is the guy at the goal line, but Derrick Henry, on the same amount of carries seemingly each and every week, is the one dominating. Yeah. Can you, in week 13, you try to get into the playoffs, can you start Derrick Henry?
It's very risky proposition if you want to put Derrick Henry in your lineup. Playing Derrick Henry is like playing Josh Gordon. You feel what I'm saying? You don't really know what you can get. You know the player is good. You don't know what the opportunity is going to be. You don't know what the workload is going to be. You don't know how much DeMarco Murray is going to get. Like you said, I think Mularkey said that we have two starting running backs now. I find that to be interesting. That's the first time they've gone that far. So with that being said, if you're willing to play Austin Ekeler, if you're willing to play a Rex Burkhead, play Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have this conversation, excuse me, later on tonight, me and NFFC Hall of Famer Chris Vaccaro. We talked about possibly playing Henry this weekend, so we'll get into that tonight before old school, 9 p.m., and maybe even bring it up on the show and see what we're going to do.
Can you play DeMarco Murray and Derrick Henry against Houston, Corey?
Yeah, at that point. It's not like you can play Henry and bench Murray. So if Henry is startable, Murray is startable too.
Why can't you bench Murray for Henry? There's co-starters. Henry can see he looks better. Why can't you start you Henry to, over
well,
Murray?
You're saying on the same. So you're saying.
I'm saying I own both of them.
You own. Okay.
I drafted the handcuff. I got both
earlier
of them.
In this week, I'd have told you to go ahead and start DeMarco Murray.
Yes, you did. You did say that.
Yeah. Going off of what we heard the coach say yesterday.
Yes.
I would start Derrick Henry.
You would start Derrick Henry.
Yeah. I'm not starting both of them if I want
to. You're not
starting
both
of them. Start both
of them. I can't do it. It's Houston's strength is the run. You can beat them by the pass. So, look, maybe that bodes well for DeMarco Murray because he still does catch like three passes a game, three or four. But, I mean, from what I've been watching, it's hard. And I know I can get burned. This guy could put up two or three touchdowns, and I'll be cursing left and right. But, you know, it's hard watching him. I don't think he ever got fully healthy this season either.
Well, remember, he had that hamstring injury back really one of the last weeks of the summer, or early in the summer, and then he re-injured it like the week before. He wound up playing. And as Matt has really kind of been on top of, he was petrified of losing his job, and that's why he fought through this and very, very admirable, be out there each and every week. And ultimately, he lost a lot of his effectiveness. And if he is back in Tennessee, I do think we see a change in the guard, that Derrick Henry is the guy going forward. And going forward really may start this week. It may begin now. If you have both of them, which one would you start?
I'm going to probably...
Because Corey said Henry.
I'm probably going to lean Henry right now.
So you're going to go Henry now, too.
If you're playing DeMarco Murray, you are basically hoping for a touchdown or two. That's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
You know, Henry is average what, like 6 yards a carry last week? If you just look at the YPC, if you just watch football and just watch the games, you see who the better back is. And I think that's finally starting to translate to the coaches. Look, the Titans cannot afford to lose any more games. So...
Titans cannot afford to lose any more games. Fighting with Jacksonville for that AFC South title. My friend's last night. I had an argument if Blake Bortles was a top 25 quarterback in the NFL.
Y'all was really bored.
What was y'all doing? One of them is a Jaguar fan.
Oh, okay.
One of them is a Jaguar fan.
Why? Y'all having that conversation?
Does he like Catch Scratch Fever?
He didn't love Catch Scratch Fever. He was going with the Jackson 5.
The Jackson 5 is good.
Yeah, I know. It's annoying the good.
I do like
him. He posted this on Instagram. We were trying to make it go viral, but he wrote a letter to the NFL and sent it to the NFL offices because he knows traditionally the worst playoff game is Saturday afternoon,
yeah,
right? So he was kindly asking them to put the Jaguars on Sunday at 1 o'clock
yeah.
because he's getting married Saturday. That's Saturday wild card weekend. And he hasn't seen the Jaguars in the playoffs in, 20 years. And the first time in the playoffs, he's not going to be able to watch because he's getting married.
And then you know they're going to be that Sunday.
Correct.
Saturday.
Yeah.
We do have smartphones, you know.
Yeah.
His wife will divorce him before they get married.
Look, she's got to be understanding.
Jaguars first. No, let me stop.
This is why Corey's not married.
Yep.
So there you go. When it comes to Derrick,
Dallas Cowboys love me.
The Dallas Cowboys do love you.
Mm-hmm.
But they let you down year after year. So do they love you as much as you think?
Well, listen, we have a strange relationship.
I could see Corey being Jerry's love child.
Is it Jerry's grandson's like a good football player, right?
I don't know. I haven't heard this.
Really?
This is news to me.
Yeah, I have to look at where he's playing. But he's a good. He won like high school national championships and whatnot in the past. So yeah, he's pretty good. But anyway, when it comes to Derrick Henry and DeMarco Murray, the Titans in general facing Houston this week, as Matt said, the way to beat them is through the air, right? Like the way to get past everything or be successful is through the air. But the Titans, the way they're successful is running the football. They want to run the ball. How does this one play out?
I think if you have Delanie Walker, you got to be excited. He's definitely... Look, Matthews, I don't think he's going to play again. If you have to... And look, if you play in a three wide receiver league with a flex, Corey Davis is still an option this week. I hate to say it, but he is... I think the top option of the week is DeAndre Hopkins, though. He is definitely the guy. But from the Titans' point of view, I mean, Eric Decker, I don't trust him. I'd rather go with the upside of a Corey Davis. The only guy I really trust in the passing game is Delanie Walker. We saw him get his first touchdown of the year. It's crazy how it happened in Week 12, but I think they'll go back to the well with him. He probably make it. I wouldn't be surprised if he walks away with two.
Ooh. Corey, what about you from the Tennessee perspective? What are you looking for here?
As far as
how they're going to be successful, how they're going to go into win in Houston, who I want to start in fantasy, because it all kind of comes back to Corey Davis with Rashard Matthews missing another.
They're going to have to
yesterday.
Take advantage of what they can do in the air game, but is Marcus Mariota going to be able to do so? That's the thing, right?
It's really all on Mariota.
It's all on Marcus Mariota. These kids are not going to have no trouble getting open. You feel what I'm saying? I think they'll be able to do what everybody else has done against this defense, but this is on Marcus Mariota and what he's going to be able to do. He has to step up.
Two words for him. Rise up.
Yeah, right, yeah, like the Falcons, rise up.
That's a thing?
Falcons, that's what they say, rise up.
All right. Yeah, so there you go. Rise up.
I like it.
Yeah, sure. We want you to rise up at 844-843-6879. That was a poor transition. Yeah, I know. That wasn't great. 844.
If I'd have said something, it'd been the end of the world.
Would it have been? Because I didn't mean it in any context.
No, but
you
still.
Would have. You would
but
have.
But still, I could have said something.
You didn't.
No, Corey's didn't. Line of the week was books, not boys.
844-843-6879. We want to help you out, man. DeMarco Murray versus Derrick Henry. Give us a call at how we can help you answer that question, because it's the question that we have too, right? Like, that is what we're trying
to... It's torturous.
It's tough, man. It's tough. It's the hardest thing. I know in a league, I got DeMarco Murray on the bench right now. We're starting Lamar Miller over him in the same game. Danny Woodhead was also a consideration for that spot.
I would start Lamar Miller. I can't believe I'm saying this in Week 13, but I would start him over DeMarco Murray.
Because he's awesome. That's why you're saying it in Week 13. 844-843-6879. We'll hit the headlines. We'll hit your calls when we return. This is the Roto Experts. This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Roto Experts. The cameras aren't on.
That was for Florio.
That's for Florio.
He's improving.
I like the last one, to be honest with you. I was in on Breakfast at Tiffany's.
I was not.
You can. Yeah, don't bother me. 844-843-6879. Remember,
I'm waiting for next. Closing time.
Tip. A low closing time.
I can see that.
Semi-sonic, sure.
We have to get Sussman. I want to go out one night, get you like really hammered.
Yeah.
And get you like karaoke.
Yeah. Sing all 90s songs. Mm-hmm. If you're thinking of giving DFS a try, Fantasy Factor is the perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pool, smaller fields, a single entry contest only. Fantasy Factor runs NFL and NBA free rolls every week. It's free to enter, so sign up today at www.fantasyfactor.com. Matt Modica, should we help the people?
Let's help the people.
Let's help the people right now. Let's go out to Jordan in Milwaukee. We'll start with you. Your first double, final week 13 preparation day. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? I just wanted to stick on the topic of the Titans. Mm-hmm. I got a quick question with the RBs. You know, I've liked Derrick Henry all year, and I've been waiting for him to kind of, you know, take that lead back role. But I have Kamara starting, obviously, and then I can make another RB and a flex out of these three. That's what I'm planning to do. I have Derrick Henry along with Woodhead and Hunt. I'm just not liking Hunt this week. I was wondering what you guys thought.
Two out of those three.
I like Hunt.
What kind of lead is it?
It's a 12-man. This league is a half PPR.
Half point PPR.
Starting Kamara, you got to pick two out of three. It's Hunt.
Hunt, Woodhead, Derrick Henry.
I mean, I'm definitely starting Hunt out of those options. Hunt has the backfield to himself.
I agree with that.
You know, I'm a Woodhead guy. It's obviously going to come down to Woodhead or Henry.
It's half point PPR. It's a little bit different. My kind of league.
You know what? I have a gut feeling that it is the Henry week. That's why I'm going off of DeMarco Murray. So I'd roll Henry.
I'm
going
to go the same way with you, the same exact feeling. Given the half-point PPR, it swings me in the favor of a Derrick Henry. So I'm going to go in that direction as well. For me, it's Kareem Hunt and Derrick Henry for you. Good luck, sir. Win it. Get into the playoffs, my man. Justin in Pittsburgh, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's doing, man?
All right, Look, I have a very, very solid team. I'm a 12-team PPR, but my playoffs started last week, and there is two sides of 12 teams. So there's 24 teams, and the winner of each side plays for the championship, okay? But here, like I said, I have a really solid team. I got McCoy, Bell at running back, Evans and Baldwin for my receivers. I have a question. Should I get cute and try and play Jamal Williams or Deion Lewis over someone like Evans or Baldwin?
Why are you getting cute?
So you have no flex. It's just two. You get four to start. Two,
right.
You could be two receivers, two, a three and a one.
Yeah, I need one running back, one wide receiver, and then there's two running back wide receiver slots.
I mean, if I had to choose between Jamal Williams or Deion Lewis, I would take Deion Lewis. I got to think it's going to be a Doug Baldwin game here. Even if they're not going to run against the Eagles. We know that. I really don't want to bench Baldwin, and I don't see how you bench Mike Evans. So I'm probably going to stay with those two.
Yeah, I agree. I don't want to get cute now. It's week 13. If you're desperate, I understand. But your team's solid, man. And I think you got to ride that solidarity out. So that's kind of the direction I'm going to go in. Let's go to our boy Kenny in Philly. What's happening, Kenny?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
Doing very well, Kenny. What's going on?
I got one question. I'm going to get to a couple points after that. But let me get to my question there. I need two PPR. Got Doug Baldwin, Coleman, Cooper Kupp, or Emmanuel Sanders here.
Two out of those four: Doug Baldwin, Corey Coleman, Cooper Kupp, and Emmanuel Sanders. Manny.
Doug Baldwin, obviously. I'm gonna go Kupp. Corey Coleman's enticing, though. I mean, I don't understand how Josh Doctson is owned more than Corey Coleman. Corey Coleman is this passing offense. Hey, maybe it changed. Maybe I'm wrong, and Josh Doctson didn't miss a beat from 2013, but I'm going to have a little apprehension on that. I know Corey Coleman. He's getting all the air yards. Everything goes to him. So, for me, I'm going to go with Kupp because of no Robert Woods, but Coleman is a close third.
Yeah, for me, I'm going with Cooper Kupp and Doug Baldwin for sure. Robert Woods officially ruled out. Sean McVay hopes to have him back next week.
Hey, Kenny, what do you think this weekend? I know you're a big Saints fan, so Saints and Panthers, what's your prediction?
I'm honestly not worried because we already beat them early in the year.
Tough to beat the team twice in 1 year.
Yep. Very true. And plus, with our, I'm just hoping our defensive players, I'm coming back this week, hopefully. One of the teams in the NFC South when they cancel each other out, I'm as far as going to the playoffs or whatever, with all of us playing each other or whatever. So It looks like Corey's going to become an Eagles fan this weekend, or at least the next 2 weeks, because they got to, one of the middle teams got to knock each other out. So Austin Eckler. I think I'm falling in love with that dude, man.
I think everybody is.
I'm not, to be honest with you.
He's kind of got like a Tevin Coleman last year, like per touches and the touchdowns. Look, he might have a role this week. I can see. Look, he's not my ideal option. Like I said, I started Alfred Morris last night. I have Eckler in the flex right now. My other best option is Mike Wallace. And it's not a great option this week against the, you know, facing Darius Slay and stuff like that. Eckler, in a game that we could see the Chargers blowing the Browns out, which everything everyone's expecting, we could see him in the second half getting, you know, if Melvin Gordon is not needed to be a workhorse in this game, which I don't think so, we could see maybe he takes a little off in the second half.
It's possible. It's possible. Maybe I just so am not confident.
I think he has a path to 10 points in a PPR. He can catch a couple of passes.
You're not asking for all that much.
Yeah. I mean, what are you expecting from your flex in a PPR? You want like 10
points. Yeah. You give me 10 points in the flex. I'm fine with it. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with it. 844-843-6879. The discussion continues here at 844-843-6879. Yesterday, also... talking about the Saints, right, with Kenny. Marshawn Lattimore took a step back yesterday. After practicing in a limited fashion on Wednesday, he did not practice at all Thursday. I don't know if this is a rest day or maintenance day or whatnot, but took a step back when Ken Crawley did return to practice. So they may get one half of their starting cornerbacks back. What does this do to the Carolina Panthers wide receivers?
I'll take it for instance something that we're dealing with. Me and Roto Gut Vlad Sedler, we have the second most points in our primetime league. And he was like, maybe we put Goodwin in for Funchess. And I'm like, we're not taking Funchess out. I'm like, I don't care who's covering him. Just he is that passing game. There's no other wide receiver. Greg Olsen isn't healthy. I'm going to go with the volume over anything on that. Even if Lattimore was to play, I just got to hope he's going to get 12 targets, maybe catch half of them or five of them, get a touchdown. But I do like Goodwin. Goodwin, I do want to get in over Evan Ingram. I just can't wait for this game. It's a NFC South. This is what you watch football for. Week 13. Take the fantasy implications out of it for a second. This is what you want to see. You come here, what, 2-8-3 teams battling, you know. And what's crazy about the Saints is, I just want to go back to the Julio Jones thing for 1 second. I know I'm getting off script. But I remember looking, like, week 14, 16, he's got the Saints. If you look at Julio Jones now, week 13, he's got all roads closed with Xavier Rhodes, and then possibly Lattimore, 14 and 16. So, and I need Julio this week. I mean, last week was great, but I need, like, I'll take 25.
No, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, no problem. So that's kind of it from the New Orleans side. Corey, on the other side, with Carolina, Devin Funchess returned to practice, and more important, maybe not important, more importantly, but because we knew the Funchess would play, but Christian McCaffrey returned to practice. He was his full self. He's going to be good to go here on Sunday as well.
Yeah, you want to see CMC get out there, especially the importance of this week. So CMC owners are going to need him. Obviously, this is a very big game for Carolina. I could think that they'll be trying to feature CMC today, on Sunday. So you definitely want to see him out there. He's in a good spot, a good position, getting good work. I think those guys that invested in CMC this year, I think they're going to walk away from 2017 as rookie campaign pretty satisfied.
CMC.
CMC. CMC. Drinks on Christian. Drinks on Christian. Drinks on Christian.
By the way, I kind of need it to be a Mark Ingram game more than an Alvin Kamara game this week. Just throwing that out there.
If you have both, why?
Because I'm playing and people I need to finish.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They got Kamara in the lineup.
Okay.
I have more Ingram than I do Kamara.
Okay. All right.
Let's fit one more call. We got about a minute remaining. Chris in Detroit. What's going on?
Chris.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Chris? What's the question?
Okay, I got a quick one. Dalton or Simeon?
There you go. Andy Dalton,
what the hell is going on, Chris? Chris, is this a two-quarter? Is it a three-quarterback league?
Is Josh McCown available?
It's two quarterback. No, McCown's not available.
Okay, it's a two quarterback.
The only thing, It's two quarterback. I got Breeze as my one.
What about Garoppolo?
Nope. Okay. The only thing available is Brissett, Flacco, and Cutler.
Just so you know, I'm checking the link right now. Simeon is number 23. Dalton is number 24.
Where's Brissett?
Brissett? Where is
Brissett? See, Brissett, but I don't like the way that old line looked last week, and they're going up against Saxonville this week. You see what I'm saying?
Brissett, not right.
So he might Brissett get
sacked. 31.
He might get sacked. He might get
31 out of 32?
No, he might get sacked 31 times this week.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That the way that O-line played.
That's why I don't like Jack.
You can't. You can't do it. I would go Andy Dalton.
I guess I'll go Andy Dalton also Monday night against Pittsburgh.
Don't expect much.
When we come back, in regards to that game between Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, Juju returned to practice this past Thursday. What do you think about Juju Smith-Schuster? We'll ask the fantasy executive when we come back to Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
You know this as a song from 8 Mile Road.
I do.
Yeah.
Does it bother you?
Huh?
Does that bother you?
A little bit.
It's exactly where I know it from. Yeah. 8 Mile.
It's not the song from 8 Mile.
What is it from?
It's,
I still don't know.
It's the it's from the infamous Mobb Deep's The Infamous.
Oh, okay.
Yes, one of the best hip hop songs ever made.
Really?
Way before 8 Mile.
Thank you.
Yeah, Florio got it. Yeah. There you go. I don't know what this is, bro.
So who is singing this version of the song? That's horrible. It's annoying. I like the actual song. It's by the song is really by Deep Blue Something, and it's great. It's funny. It's what I kind of grew up listening to, with songs like that. Not Mobb Deep. Did you like 8 Mile?
Oh, I thought 8 Mile was brilliant.
8 Mile was awesome.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah, it was a great song. You know, I recently heard, it was released like a decade ago, the original version of Lose Yourself,
mm-hmm,
with like Eminem's like original lyrics to the song, and they're very different.
Really?
Yeah,
I haven't
yeah.
heard that. I like Lose Yourself. It's a hot jam.
Lose Yourself is awesome.
Yeah.
The chorus is totally different. And it's very, very interesting. You should check that out if you can today, Corey.
Today's going to be kind of busy, but I'll get into it.
You have a whole commercial break.
You're right. I do have the commercial. I normally do different stuff during the commercial breaks, though.
Never mind.
No, nothing bad.
The weatherman?
That weather lady in Dallas. I got to get that weather lady in Dallas. If anybody know that weather lady... never mind. I don't want no trouble. I'm done. Let's move on, Greg.
Let's answer some calls.
Yeah.
Will in Minnesota, you're up next. You're on the Roto Experts. What's going on, dude?
What's up, man?
What's good, Will?
Two quarterback league. 10-team, two quarterback league, man. I think I got Taylor, McCown, and what's the other guy? Dalton.
Taylor and McCown.
Taylor McCown, dude.
That's pretty simple, Will.
Yeah, that's an easy one. But speaking
of... Hey, Will, you a Viking fan?
No, I'm not. I'm from Chicago. I'm a Bears fan.
That sucks.
I know.
Speaking of Cincinnati, we've got a couple of Andy Dalton questions here. They played Monday night against Pittsburgh. Juju Smith-Schuster expected to be back in the lineup for Pittsburgh. Corey, can you play Juju this week?
Yeah, I think you can throw Juju right back out there. Obviously, you see what kind of rapport he has game with Ben Roethlisberger so far this season. So I think you see Juju out there. You know how fantasy-friendly that offense can be. I'm not really tripping off of what's the boy name? Martavis Bryant. So I think you throw Juju right back out there. One thing about Juju when he's out there and he's on the field, we've seen since week 8 he's had 10, 7, and 8 targets. So he's heavily involved in that offense. They look for him in the red zone also. So playing in about 80% of the snaps right now. So yeah, you get Juju in that, Juju on that beat.
So you think he steps right back into his role that he had?
Yeah, I'm not tripping off of Juju.
All right, and I think that's important that because Martavis Bryant, they did try to get him involved without Juju in the lineup. We saw the touchdown last week. So Corey, fantasy executive, believes Juju Smith-Schuster goes right back into his role as the number two wide receiver, getting all the snaps and being a favorite target of Ben Roethlisberger.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Some other notes from yesterday. Corey mentioned it before that with Jameis Winston back in the lineup, we have to talk about Cameron Brate. Now, Brate's a little banged up. Would you play him this week?
I would play Brate.
Right back in the lineup.
He goes right back in my lineup. I mean, you saw the report that him and Jameis had when Jameis was healthy earlier in the season. I mean, you just look at the numbers, right? When Jameis left out, the targets didn't really so much go down, but the completion, the target conversion went down. Really just catching one pass a game. Since Jameis went out, he has 4 receptions. While Jameis was in the game, he didn't have a game with less than 4 receptions. So, yeah, he goes right back in my lineup.
He goes right back in your lineup.
I'm playing him over ASJ. Everybody else thinks that's the wrong move, but I'm playing him over ASJ. I'm benching ASJ and playing Cameron Make America Braid again.
They're playing him over RSJ as well. That's my favorite question.
I'm playing him over. RSJ played 3 snaps.
It's true.
He might score 3 touchdowns. The legend of Ricky Seals.
Yeah, all right, listen, it's going to be a major thing for me here this week, potentially in the playoffs. All right, we'll take a break. Hit up the top of the hour. We'll go live on television. We're going to help you and answer your call, certainly. Also coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to try to defend my championship. I'm the current Is My Life champion.
Oh, yeah, we got to do that again.
We do. And we'll do that coming up in about 45 minutes from now. Roto Experts, hour number 2 is next.